Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
An Iraqi family is among the last refugees to be resettled in Massachusetts, at least for the foreseeable future. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees has indefinitely suspended resettlement flights for refugees due to the coronavirus pandemic, but not before one family was able to make its way from Turkey. WBUR's Shannon Dooling was at Logan Airport and brings us this scene of a family reunited in the global health crisis.
Crowds at Boston's Logan International Airport are definitely thinner than they normally would be on a regular busy weeknight evening. People appear to be heeding the warnings and staying put, not traveling if they don't have to. That said, there are flights departing and there are flights arriving. And for one family, arriving here in Boston has been a goal 10 years in the making.
My husband, he's receiving his family.
Iklas Afram and her husband, Ala Issa, resettled to Massachusetts as refugees from Iraq 10 years ago. Now, they're waiting for Issa's sister. Like him, she's a Christian fleeing religious persecution in Iraq. Afram was worried the coronavirus might prevent her sister-in-law from making it to the U.S.
We've been praying, fasting, putting candles, just praying, God, please, just bring them before the flights stop.
How long has it been since you've seen your sister and her family?
2008.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you feeling right now?
He's crying.
Issa's eyes well up, and he crinkles the cellophane paper, protecting the bouquet of flowers he's brought for his sister. White hydrangeas and red roses. A few minutes later, Issa's cell phone rings. His sister Lena and her family have arrived. Lena, her husband, and their two children remove their protective face masks, revealing weary smiles. And then a sister and brother embrace. Lena and her family say they didn't know they were among the last refugees to be resettled by the UN, as the ripple effects of the pandemic stretch around the globe. For Lena and her family, arriving in Boston is a comfort.
Thanks for God. I'm so happy.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.